We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on OMF. We'll go 30 minutes commercial free. Corey Dillon was a pretty damn good football player with the New England Patriots. He retired 10 years ago from the NFL. He's lived a quiet, anonymous life. His name popped up an awful lot over the last week. We were talking about him quite a bit, and apparently he's not that happy about the way people have talked about him. He joins us live on the phone line right now. Corey, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Great. Terrific. So I read that you were not real happy, and we are guilty as charged, because when the talk first came up about Antonio Brown, we talked about players who had some issues elsewhere with another team, and we brought up your name. We brought up Randy Moss. Reclamation projects with the New England Patriots, and it worked. We were using it as a success story. Sounds to me like you're a little pissed that people are including you in that same sentence.
Well, far as being having issues with Cincinnati, I mean, due to the fact that they weren't that good at the time when I was there. So I'm curious on how anybody could fault me for wanting to go somewhere else and win football games.
Well, because you did have problems. You requested a trade, right, with Marv Lewis. Apparently there were some issues, right? Okay, and you said, I remember the quote, 99 would rather flip burgers than play for the Bengals. So if we're looking at here in New England, right, we hear that and we're going, oh, this is a trouble guy.
Is that because I'd rather play somewhere else, I'm a trouble guy? I don't think so. Yeah. I don't look at it that way. So I had no problems down there. I mean, obviously I had some issues with management, but I don't think that equates to being a bad guy, a cancer, or a bad teammate.
I don't think we're saying that. But there were, okay, you certainly weren't a happy campaign. Maybe, listen, Antonio Brown might have done the exact same thing you did.
Players are doing it now.
Right. He forced his way out of Oakland to come here,
Corey,
maybe.
I would say you're kind of ahead of your time, because we've got players now holding out for $15 million a year.
Exactly. I'm a trailblazer.
Yeah, that's where I have a look at that.
Hey, you know, Corey, there is a there was a you know, I remember what you know, obviously before you signed there was a reputation. There was a lot of gossip and rumors, and people who didn't know you were kind of just waiting to meet you to kind of make their own impression, you know, idea of what you were like. And I always said you were a great teammate. I mean, I had no issues with you. Hardworking, dedicated. You know, nothing you wouldn't do. But I'm curious to know, like, when you came into the locker room, did you hear rumors and gossip of what it was going to be like becoming a Patriot? Do you think there was going to be some sort of intervention, right? Like, you know, they're going to somehow do the whole MIB mind, you know, thing and like, you know, completely swipe your mind and start all over. Because I guess because people think that AB is going through some sort of, like, you know, transformation because he's in the Patriot locker room. What was it like for you?
Well, I heard of the Patriot way, Christian, but really, I mean, I just wanted to be myself, and me being myself, you know, translated into me fitting in perfectly. So I wasn't really concerned about, you know, changing my ways. I was more concerned of how can I help the team win and come in here and working my butt off and earning the respect of the staff, you know, the owner, and the players.
Now, did anyone ever come to you, Bill, Bears, one of your coaches, sit you down and say, listen, this is the way we do things? Or did you just kind of come in and just kind of integrate yourself because it was just, you kind of recognized they were just professionals at their job?
Well, me and Bill had a conversation, and he asked me two questions, to be honest with you. So when I came down there to visit, he asked me about some of the things that went on in Cincinnati, and I told him honestly. I said those issues stem from, you know, not winning football games, and he kind of, you know, he nodded and said he understood that. Second, he asked me another question, and the final question was like, "Do you think you could play for us?" And I said absolutely. And that was kind of the end of that. And the rest was, you know what? Let's sign this contract and come over and play for us.
You know, Corey, we were saying the stuff that happened, you know, in Cincinnati, you know, the contract and everything else. But when they talk about trouble, then this is just my recollection. It was, to me, it was more maybe some stuff before Cincinnati. You know, I mean, whether it's college, you felt like you dropped in the draft. Some teams didn't know about you coming out of school. And there were a few charges there, you know, assault charges. So that, I think that's kind of the correlation as opposed to just a contract issue in Cincinnati.
Well, stemming from college or, okay, so let's go to college. So there were some things when I was a teenager, which, you know what, because I didn't tell on somebody I'm a bad person, man, listen, that ain't happening where I'm from, and I would never do that. So I kind of took that beef and moved on with my life. As far as these alleged assault charges, man, I ain't never been convicted of no assault charge, so... I mean, accusations is accusations. I mean, being convicted of something is being convicted of something. Until, you convict somebody, you got to presume that person innocent until he's convicted. Never been convicted. So I leave that at that. Other than those issues, as far as me and Cincinnati, I mean, listen, it's simple to me. I wanted to win. We wasn't winning. So I think I did my 7 years. I paid my dues in that organization, in that city. And I should have a right to, if this thing ain't working out here, then I should have a right to move on and try to better my career.
Did you ever talk to any like NFL personnel guys about why you did slip in the draft?
No. It didn't matter. You know what somebody told me, the great Boomer Esiason? He said, it don't matter what round you go in. It matters what you do when you get here. And you know what? I stuck with that. You know what I mean? It didn't matter if I went in the first, second, third round. You know what? I was going to come and try to make a name for myself.
We're talking to former Patriots running back Corey Dillon. You played for Marv Levy. From the outside, it seemed to me like he was more of a player's coach. Belichick held a lot and holds a lot more structure. Did you need structure at that time in your life? And as you look at a guy like Antonio Brown, do you think that structure probably sometimes is good for a guy that, well, winning obviously is going to be good for a guy that is thriving for it. But did you need structure?
No, not at all. I mean, it was good. I'm glad that organization is structured that way, but I didn't need it. But coming over, I mean, great organization, structured. And everybody's held accountable. That's what you're looking for. You know what I mean? And shared one common goal of, you know what? We're all about winning. That's what I loved about the whole setup. Everybody's on the same page of going out there and trying to win football games.
You know, now that you're out of the league, Corey, do you look at the way – I'm curious to know your opinion of the way the NFL handles some of these cases, right? You know, they're so inconsistent sometimes. Even though they're saying one thing, they totally do something different. They're trying to be consistent, but they're almost hypocritical in their approach. I'm not sure how much you follow the NFL. You may not even pay attention to it anymore. I'm just curious to know what your feelings are the way they handle these cases.
Well, I mean, it's like they're their own court of law. I mean, say, for instance, somebody gets in trouble and they have their day in court. You know what I mean? And they're found not guilty. I mean, were they coming off, you know, doing something different than what was already ruled in a court of law? I don't understand that. I don't know how, you know what, if somebody's found not guilty, they can overturn that and often hearsay. That's the only thing that kind of bothers me. I mean, if the guys go to court, he's found not guilty. It shouldn't be no punishment whatsoever.
Okay,
but if he goes to court and he's found guilty, all right, do what you got to do.
Okay, so you've already talked about your situation, never convicted. You've seen the Antonio Brown story from afar, the latest, a civil complaint levied against him. Should he play on Sunday?
Like I said, everybody should take a step back. I mean, presume he's innocent until proven guilty, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. We think he should play. I think he should play.
listen, I'm not casting him out or throwing stones at him. He's innocent until proven guilty. So let him play.
Yeah.
That's how I view it.
Corey, you remember the first time you met Bill when you walked in that locker room when they signed you?
Yeah, I remember that.
Was it, was there a conversation? Like Christian said, a lot of people, you were just an unknown, you know, and so was there anything like, hey, this is how we do things here, this is what I've asked of you, or is it just like, hey, just go out there and play?
Listen, he never had a conversation with me of this is how we do things. I mean, he let me be me, and I respected him, and he respected me, so, you know, all I had to do was just go out there, do my job, and play football.
What are you doing now?
Relaxing.
Hey, I mean, the NFL has been very, very good to you.
Yeah, I call it staying off the grid. You know what I mean? I just chime in every blue moon, but a lot of golf, man, and just enjoying my kids and a lot of relaxing.
Christian's working his ass off every day in here in the studio with us.
Hey, Christian, I'm so sorry to hear that, buddy.
Well, you know, and that'll happen to you, you know, every now and then. Well, how's your body feel, by the way? Because, you know, you're in an era where...
That's what old football players do right now. Well, they compare bodies.
Last one I'm curious, because you see Andrew Luck retiring, Gronk retiring. You saw the beating he took. It wasn't like, you know, people were, like, trying to, you know, push you down. I mean, they were attacking you, your knees, your head, everything.
You know what? It's kind of funny, because I really had no real major injury. The worst probably was a tore groin, but... I honestly could say, I mean, like, in the mornings when it's cold, man, my body aches for some bad reason. And I've been trying to get that straightened out, but I can understand them guys, you know, calling it a day. It's a brutal sport.
No question. Hey, listen, it was great catching up with you, and I'm glad you're just playing golf and taking it nice and easy. And, when we did talk about you, we want you to know that we were talking about you, that it was a great reclamation project, and you did terrific here. We could have done just the opposite if you sucked. You know, when you came here, we'd be doing something totally different,
that's
right?
That's very true.
Yes, there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
Corey, great talking to you. Have a good one.
Thanks,
Corey. See ya.
All right, thank you.
See you later. That is Corey Dillon, former running back of the New England Patriots. Interesting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.